This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana State University will host the graduation of 2,600 students in two graduation ceremonies on Friday. The university will hold a morning and afternoon commencement ceremony at 9 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. in the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse. Each ceremony features graduation from certain colleges and programs. No tickets are required for either ceremony. Around 1,800 undergraduate students, 337 master's students, and 103 doctoral students will receive degrees, and about 180 Gallatin College students will also receive associate degrees or certificates. Chuck Johnson will give the commencement speech at graduation. Johnson will receive an honorary doctorate during the afternoon session. Johnson covered Montana politics for more than four decades, working for most of the state's major daily newspapers. He covered the 2017 Montana legislature for the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. In all, Johnson covered 22 legislative sessions, seven governors, nine U.S. senators, and 10 U.S. representatives. He also covered the 1972 State Constitutional Convention for the Associated Press. Judge Sidney Thomas, who sits on the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, will receive an honorary doctorate and address graduates in the morning ceremony. Thomas was appointed in 1996 by President Bill Clinton. Graduation ceremonies will be live-streamed online at montana.edu/commencement. Pneumonia, a disease often deadly for bighorn sheep, has killed nine bighorn sheep in the Little Belt Mountains and infected others. Last year, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks released 83 bighorn sheep from the Missouri River breaks into the South Fork of the Judith River area of the Helena Lewis and Clark National Forest. The Little Belts, which once had plentiful herds of sheep, have been void of bighorns following the homesteading era. Bighorn sheep have long struggled with pneumonia that, once present, often kills a significant portion of a herd and causes low lamb survival. Nine sheep transplanted to the Little Belts died from pneumonia this spring. Others have exhibited symptoms. While preventing commingling between domestic and wild sheep has long been a priority to avoid disease spread, researchers have more recently looked at the role environmental factors might play in causing an outbreak. In 2010, bighorns from the Bitterroot to the Rocky Mountain front saw disease crop up without any known link to domestic sheep, but sheep in the breaks have remained healthy. Other species, such as mountain goats, may also play host to pathogens. A man who finished dead last in his fantasy football league satisfied his punishment by entering the U.S. Open qualifier golf tournament. As John Eckert's fantasy football team suffered loss after loss last fall, he knew what finishing last would mean for him. He'd have to play in a local qualifier for the U.S. Open. On Monday, Eckert paid off his debt at Oakwood Country Club in Kansas City, Missouri. Eckert is not a professional or even a good amateur golfer. As you can imagine, it went about as well as one would expect. Eckert, 26, from Overland Park, Kansas, finished in last place, again, after golfing a 40-over score of 112, 40 strokes behind the winners. After arriving late for his tee time on the 10th hole because he went to the wrong hole, Eckert was 5-over. Eckert said he knew where the 10th hole was located but was busy getting in extra work at the range. As if it would matter, he said. Eckert said he plays about once a month when the weather is nice and typically scores in the low 90s. Todd Stice, director of rules and competitions for the golf course in Kansas City, which staged the U.S. Open qualifier, said Eckert was able to enter the tournament because he designated himself as a professional player on his registration form. Only amateurs are subject to USGA rules that require a handicap to play in the qualifier. Eckert should be expecting a letter from the USGA soon, which will inform him that he can no longer compete in its events because of his high score. He also has lost his amateur status by designating himself as a pro. To that, Stice said, "I can't imagine his amateur status is of concern to him."
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.